As mentioned earlier, congruence is what enables a person to be fully functioning. Later, he switched from talking about the fully functioning person and introduced the term, the person of tomorrow. But in any case, he said, the fully functioning person is synonymous with optimal psychological adjustment, optimal psychological security, complete congruence, complete openness to experience. Some of these terms sound somewhat static, as though the person had arrived. It should be pointed out that all the characteristics of such persons are process characteristics. The fully functioning person would be a person in process, a person continually changing. You will note similarities between Roger's conceptualization and Maslow's self-actualizing person. From Roger's perspective, psychologically healthy people are adaptable. They adapt to a changing environment, so they survive better. They are open to experience, that is, they accurately symbolize them rather than engage in distortion or denial. And they can also trust themselves. They don't need other people to tell them what's right. They can live more fully in the moment. He called this existential living. They are open to their own organismic experience, so they're constantly changing. Each moment is new and important. If you're familiar with research on mindfulness or want to get familiar with research on mindfulness, it fits well with this quality. They also don't need to be liked by everyone, but they themselves feel unconditionally prized by others, and they in turn are able to care about others in a non-judgmental way. They bridge the gap between ideal and real self because they have confidence in who they are, and they trust human nature. All of which leads to a greater richness in life. They experience life more fully since they live in the moment and don't have a need to distort emotions and experiences.